Ah, what a racing weekend it is. And tomorrow, Tab Epsom Day at Royal Randwick. Ali Moseley will be there and she's joining us right now. Ali, good morning.
Good morning, Mido. How are you going?
I'm outstanding, thank you, and can't wait for Epsom Day. And let's start with the feature, the Tab Epsom. What's your lean a day out?
I'm really looking forward to the two-year-old races a bit earlier on in the program as well, but in the Epsom, and it's just this running theme at the moment that all we try and do is play. I try and play weather god from about Thursday and it just doesn't work. So I've completely given up. We're on a soft seven and it's rained overnight, but we haven't moved into the heavy range at this point. So unless we get smashed today, I can't imagine that we will be. But I think this is Ice Bath Group 1 to win. And if she doesn't, we have to really, it'll be very disappointing. But it looks like it sets up perfectly for her. She's had two near misses. She's coming into this fourth up now. She gets better as she gets deeper into her prep. The wetter, the better for her. So I think Ice Bath will win. And then in terms of another filly that, oh man, now she's a 7-year-old even, Nimile, 6-year-old. But I just feel like she gets overlooked all the time. She won the Golden Pendant on a good four track last week. And I had a chat to Matt Smith on Tuesday morning and he said, all things going well, if she keeps eating up and showing me that she's come through that run in good order, then I'll definitely run her on Saturday. So she's one who hasn't really enjoyed being on good tracks before in the past, and Rose Hill's not her preferred track either. So loves Randwick, loves getting her toe in the ground. So whether we're in a soft range or a heavy range, I can't imagine we're going to start on a good track tomorrow by any chance. So I think Nimile will run a big race. So at $14 is a place chance. She is the one I'd be putting my money on.
Well, what we do know, Ali, we're starting the day with a couple of two-year-old races. Is there any horses in these opening races that we need to keep an eye out for?
Yeah, so these are the two that I'm most excited for because I had a really good look at all of them a couple of weeks ago in those early two-year-old trials, and I've just brought all my notes out of the cupboard that I made on all of them, and I highlighted a few of them that I liked, and one of those actually, and I mean, it's so hard to be able to be confident enough to put your money on a two-year-old on debut, but there's one at a bit of value who, as a physical, I really liked, and that is Snatch Riley. So he's by first-season sire Trapeze Artist, trained by trapeze artist trainer Gerald Ryan and Sterling Alexia. The colt, just everything about him in terms of his physical was just a really early two-year-old racy type. He was supple, he pushed off his hocks, covered a lot of ground when he walked. He was really short coupled. He had the short cannons and pastons, and he's just a big, loose, moving horse. And I was having a chat to Gerald, and he said that he was the pick of the Trapeze Artist for him. And he came second in his trial. I just think he had a bit of improvement to come, which is what I'm sort of looking at in those two-year-old trials. So for the boys, I'll go with Snatch Riley in the Breeders' Plate in the first race. And then for the girls, I guess a bit of a similar story. I know Perfect Proposal, I think, ran the fastest trial of the morning by Russian Revolution. But outside of her, that you can often tell by who James McDonald wants to stick on because he's got a good eye for them. So I liked Sicilian, and again, her physical, she just looked like an early racy two-year-old. She had a big, deep girth, and I'm just trying to look outside of the favourites here because I think you can do that in these races.
Certainly can. What about the Metrop? The second of the group ones after the Epsom on the card, race 9. Have you got a lean there with Durston, the current favourite at $3.40?
Yeah, I think it's a tricky one. They're all tricky, but in terms of, again, looking outside the favourites, I like Stockman here, and he's another one who will just enjoy the rain. If it does continue to rain, he finished really strongly last time out here at Randwick. In the Kingston Town Stakes on a soft 7, he was fourth there behind Allegron and Benno. They were both hitting the line strongly, and he's another one who improves as he gets deeper into the prep. So at the $7, I'm going with Stockman in the Metro.
Go for it, Loss.
I was just about to ask you, Ali, in the Premier Stakes, who are you leaning towards there?
I think it's got to be Lost and Running in terms of not trying to tip favourites. He looks really hard to beat there. I know he's at about the $2 quote, but on that run that he had, last time out. He just was the one to follow. It was almost the run of the race, outside of Nature Strip, of course, but he is short, so you sort of do like to try and look around him. But I think what John O'Shea's done differently with him this time is that he's got him a lot more forward this prep, so he saw a more forward showing from him when he resumed in the shorts, and I think he'll just bounce off that and be really hard to beat in the Premier.
What's your best bet anywhere?
Anywhere. Ooh, I can go anywhere.
Anywhere you want. We'll take winners wherever they are. Foxy.
And she's short, but I can't see how Fireburn can get beaten at the mile in the flight stakes on the back up. I really can't. And if she does get beaten, I think the one who will run a cheeky race will be Wolverine at the 850. But Fireburn is the best.
Everyone's tipping it. Everyone's tipping Fireburn. Very heavily backed for the Darley flight stakes tomorrow. So I'm going to go through your tips. Tell me if I've got any of these wrong. So in the Tab Epsom, you like Ice Bath. It's race 8, number 5. Ice Bath, $3.90 with Tab. In the two-year-old races, starting with the Breeders' Plate, race 1, number 8, Snatch Riley, which is $11 the win and $2.80 the place. In race 2, you like number 12, Sicilian. This is the Gym Crack, and it's a $4.40 chance with Tab. In the Metrop, which is race 9, you like number 1, Stockman. A $7 chance. In the Premier, race 7, you like number 1, Lost and Running, $2.40. And your best bet is race 6, number 1, Fireburn, $2.15. Ali, have I missed anything?
No, you're spot on, except the more I heard you talk about my stars, the more I thought I'll put all my money on Nimalee instead.
Okay, right. Have the Quinella, Ice Bath, yeah. Nimalee in the
I
Epsom.
Think so.
Okay, we'll catch you trackside tomorrow. Thank you so much, as always.